The ground under the Boise Foothills neighborhood, known as Terra Nativa, has continued to slide now for weeks. One house has already been deemed unsafe to live in. Another one has damage. And late last week, the highway district closed two roads in the subdivision. The situation has raised questions about the permitting processes the city of Boise uses to allow building in the foothills. Adam Cotterell has more.
If you want to build in the foothills, you have to hire a geotechnical engineer. He or she does tests at the site, like drilling holes and sending what's dug up to a lab for analysis. The engineer writes a report, which includes recommendations on what needs to be done to build safely on that spot. The developer then gives the report to the city. Since Boise doesn't have anyone on staff to analyze the reports, they're sent to another outside engineer, like John Barker from CH2M Hill. Barker reads the report to make sure everything was done properly. He says this relies a lot on trust. If the first engineer is certified by the State Board of Engineers, the assumption is everything is going to be correct. But Barker says if something was missed on accident or intentionally fudged, it will stand out.
There's very much a linear process from start to finish of how you collected the data you did, how you analyzed and evaluated that. Theoretically, the unscrupulous engineer that would, you know, just make stuff up and hope not to get caught, I think it would be pretty evident.
The city has said there were no red flags in the original geotechnical report for the Terra Nativa subdivision. A city spokesman says until it's clear exactly what is happening there, they won't know if they need to reconsider the process for determining if Foothills land is okay to build on. Right now, the developer has geotechnical engineers trying to figure that out. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.